If you ever happen to find yourselves in the beautiful Polish city of Krakow, there is a particularly beautiful square where on certain days there is a market. And nearby, there is a Dominican church. And of course, I remember very, very clearly, because even though it is one of the finest, most expensive restaurants in Krakow, it is the only restaurant where we could find pierogi, which is one of my favorite things. The other restaurants, they don't know about it. And of course, that's because the Americans go there. And so they know. So pierogi is not necessarily Polish, it's Polish-American. It was peasants' food, but they make it wonderful. Well, in a nearby church, the Dominican church, is to be found in a magnificent side altar, the tomb of the saint whose feast we celebrate today, Saint Hyacinth, Jacinto in Spanish, Giacinto in Italian. And of course, that is the patron saint of little Saint Jacinto Marto, one of the three seers of Fatima. Saint Hyacinth was a priest, a canon of the Cathedral of Krakow, and he went with his bishop to Rome in one of maybe ad limina visits that bishops have to do every 5 years, even then. And it was while in Rome that he came into contact with a new religious order, and it was so early on that he actually met the founder, Saint Dominic de Guzman. And so, obviously with permission from his bishop, he abandoned all his wealth, and canons are usually very wealthy, especially in Europe, or in those days, and he entered and received the holy habit from Saint Dominic himself. In the meantime, others joined him, Polish young priests that were with them, and Saint Dominic sent them back to Poland to establish the Dominican order in Poland, and so he did. Now, the first reading tells us about the wonderful things that he has done. Well, St. Hyacinth, other than the fact that he helped to convert many people and many of the clergy, and that should not be a surprise, because even today we find the situation where many of the clergy need to be converted. As I've told you, St. Peter Canisius from the 1500s writes in different letters about this city or that, Cologne or Ingolstadt, and so forth, that maybe there are three priests in the whole city that are chaste, that are not having love affairs with somebody else. Now, this is in the 1500s. So imagine today. In a way, then, maybe we are better off today. But St. Hyacinth, therefore, did not bother with those. He preached to them. He tried to convert them. But in the meantime, he began the conversion of many young men to the Dominican order, and thus established the first house. Now, at one point or other, and of course, the onslaughts from the east, from Russia and the Muslims and the Tatars, continued into Poland, and on one occasion, the city was being invaded. And St. Hyacinth did a wonderful thing, which he did not set out to do. He took all his Dominicans from his house, which is still there, and as he was leaving, there's a beautiful marble statue that's still there, or it is back there, which weighed about 2,000 pounds. And the Blessed Mother came to life and told him, "What about me?" And so he, without thinking twice, he picked her up, 2,000 pounds, and took her with him. And then they went across the river on his cape. The Dominicans wear a black cape when they're traveling, when they're outside. and when they're in choir. And he went across the river Vistula and the Blessed Mother in his arms, and he is very oftentimes depicted with her. Usually they depict a much smaller statue, but it is not that small. It's about the same size as this, but solid marble is about 2,000 pounds. And without a thought, they crossed the river on his cape, on his mantle, and he saved his community and the Blessed Mother. What about me? So wherever there is a will, there is a way. And when we think that we cannot do something that is too difficult and that we cannot possibly do it, of course not. You cannot possibly do anything. You cannot do anything without his help, without her help. But with their help, you can do anything, including carry 2,000 pounds across the river, except you don't have a cape, a mantle. So become a Dominican, and then you will have a mantle. May St. Hyacinth intercede for us and intercede for the Dominicans, especially in Poland, and for the church altogether in Poland, which is now beginning to experience some of the difficulties that we have seen in America for 30 years. But, you know, evil spreads like a flame in a dried up forest. And we have been dried up since at least 1969, when the true Mass was forbidden. And so therefore, everything is drying up, and the fire catches. And so we need to pray to him. And I commend unto him today, and I look as if he were there, which he is. He's by the Blessed Mother, that you cannot see him. For the restoration of the Mass and of the liturgy as it is supposed to be, and for the restoration of the Church and the discipline of the Church. May St. Hyacinth of Krakow, St. Hyacinth, Marto, and all the other saints help us and intercede for us now and always. May we be able to carry the statue of the Blessed Mother. And even more, may we be able to carry our holy Catholic faith, which weighs much more than 2,000 pounds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.